In a first for the rail industry, an American company, Kansas City Southern, has agreed to buy two Mexican-owned railroads. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Ellum reports.
Kansas City Southern already had a minority share in the two Mexican-owned railways and, in fact, connects end-to-end with them. The new company, NAFTA Rail, combines the operations of all three companies under the control of Kansas City Southern CEO Michael Haverty. The two Mexican-owned companies, TFM and Texas Mexican Railway, will give NAFTA Rail direct connections from central Mexico all the way to Kansas City. In a conference call Monday, Haverty said operations of the three railroads would remain separate, but that there would be efficiencies that will give NAFTA Rail an edge in shipping products from Mexico to the U.S. and Canada.
What we can do by having all three companies under a single management is expect to see additional growth of traffic as we route trains and cars over all three systems.
The deal has already been approved by the boards of the three companies and now must receive the approval of shareholders and regulators in the U.S. and Mexico. Haverty says he believes that U.S. regulators, the Surface Transportation Board, will approve the deal within a year. In Mexico, two government agencies must sign off, the Competition Commission and the Foreign Investment Commission. Mexican law prohibits foreign ownership of more than 50% of a company, but allows for appeals. And Haverty said the Mexican government has made some important exceptions.
For example, Modelo, a brewing company, I think most of you know, makes Corona beer. The majority ownership was purchased by Anheuser-Busch. Banamex, a very large bank in Mexico, the controlling interest was purchased by Citibank.
The Mexican company that owns the two railroads, Transportacion Maritima Mexicana, has been having financial problems. As part of the deal, it will receive 18 million shares of NAFTA Rail, plus at least $200 million in cash. The company's CEO said yesterday he expected that the Mexican government would approve the deal within 3 to 4 months. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.